أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran, today we will look at an ayah, or may I say ayat, the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, which in essence encapsulate Iman. And these ayat are known as Aman al-Rasul.
Aman al-Rasul, the messenger believes. Bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi, in what was sent down to him, what was revealed to him from his Rabb. And then, wal mu'minun, and so do the believers. It is phenomenal that we as believers are put together in the same bucket as Rasulullah, in the same class. We're being told he believes, and so do the believers. It's one of the most honorable sentences in the Quran for those who believe. Now, what do they believe in? He says, Kullun amana billahi, number one. They believe in Allah. Wa malaikatihi, and his angels. Wa kutubihi, and his scriptures and his books. Wa rusulihi, and his messengers. So they believe in Tawheed and Risala, because messengers, book, and angels are part of Risala. And then a statement, وَلَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحْدٍ مِّن رُسُلِي, and we make no distinction between any one of his messengers. The Bani Israel rejected Prophet Isa alayhi salam. The Christians made a difference between Prophet Musa and Prophet Isa on one hand, and rejected Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah says, what we should manifest, وَقَالُوا, and they say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, you should manifest this verse. We hear and we obey, in direct contrast to those who said, سَمِعْنَا وَأَسَيْنَا, we hear and we disobey. And then immediately, غُفْرَانَكَ, your forgiveness. غُفْرَان literally means to cover. When Allah forgives the sin of an abd, the due punishment is averted from him. He covers and hides his shortcomings. And then we say, رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرِ, and to you, our Rabb, is the final coming. So the third aspect of belief, which is returning to our Rabb, the conviction in the Akhirah is there. So to summarize, within ourselves, Tawheed, Risala, Akhirah. How does it manifest ourselves? With one sentence, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, we hear the messenger and we obey the messenger. Then he makes a statement in the next ayah. لَا يُقَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah does not impose upon any soul anything except to the extent of its capabilities. So we can look at this in two ways. Reality expects no more than the natural limits to which one is capable of expanding. And the implication is that Allah expects as much as one is able to give. So one must go to the limit of one's potential and limitations. And he says, لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. The soul will possess what it has earned and is responsible for what it has earned. And then once we've given our all and reached the absolute maximum of our limits, we have seven du'as. We say, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. O our Rabb, don't take us to task. In other words, pardon us if we forget or we make a mistake. True recognition of forgetfulness and mistakes will inhibit their being repeated. Second dua, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. Our Rabb, don't lay upon us a burden such as those that were laid upon those before us. The burden of those before could mean those who were closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their trial was greater because they were closer to the emergence of the light of Islam. They therefore had a greater responsibility. In any case, we ask Allah not to afflict us with situations that may result in our committing wrong that lay on us a greater burden than that we can deal with. And that is conceptualized in the next sentence, which is رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا تَاقَةَ لَنَا بِ. Our Rabb, don't impose on us anything which we do not have the ability or strength to bear. And then وَعَفُ عَنَّا, totally erase, totally wipe clean what we have unwillingly, inadvertently accumulated upon our journey to seek our full potential. وَغَفِرْ لَنَا, cover for us, pardon us, forgive us, وارحمنا, and have mercy on us. These three, وَعْفُ أَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا, from a linguistic point of view, they are literally branching out from one root. So those who believe plead first to erase and eradicate the signs of their sins, and that is by removing its punishment from them. Then they ask him to cover and hide the sin by letting all concerned forget about it completely. And lastly, they crave for his mercy that will cover their sin and make them worthy of accepting his grace. It's a three-point plan. And then finally, Anta Maulana. Now, Mawla, in essence, is one you incline towards, or a helper, but not just any helper, one who looks after the affairs of the helped one. The root word is wilaya, which is to govern, to rule, to take charge of. So Allah is the ruler of the believers. He's the guardian of all their affairs. And what do we ask him? We say, fansurna, help us. And Nasr is not just any help, it's massive help. Help us against what? Alal qawm il qafirin. Against a people who cover up the truth. And this final dua, you are our Mawla, proves that the first thing that should come into our minds after firmly deciding to hear and obey, sami'na wa ata'na, is the general call to ensure that we invite as many as possible, the whole of mankind, to the religion of truth. May Allah grant us the ability to do that and to love this awesome book of His.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.